This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Welcome to Manawatu Conversations, recollections of the past and sometimes opinions about the future. Today we have with us
Barbara Bridewell,
Diane McConnell,
and I'm Stuart Burks. Now, Barbara, you moved into this retirement village about 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago?
Yes, that's right.
So that was a big change for you?
A very big change, yes.
Okay, so you had a large house.
Yes, a large three-bedroom house, and it was a matter of sorting out what I wanted to take, but also what I needed to take. That was a very big job.
Was it a sudden decision, or you had plenty of time to plan ahead?
No, I probably had about, from when we looked through the unit here, I think I had 3 months to sell it, because I instantly made my mind up that this was where I would like to live.
And had you planned it long before that? You put your name down, or?
Yes, I had been through here and put my name down at Bupa about 15 months earlier.
Okay.
And mainly it came to a decision of making a fairly quick one, as our son got very sick over in Perth, and it was very difficult for me to find somebody to look after my husband because he wasn't able to go over. Yeah. So I had to make decisions fairly quickly.
Okay. But you'd already been planning a move. Decluttering's a big thing.
Yes, I had over the last 3 years. A friend of mine had told me she didn't want her family having to come in and declutter. She felt it was her job, she would do it. And I thought that was the correct move to make. But also, I had a mother 25 years ago who made an instant decision as well and went into a home, and I felt strongly that if she could do it 25 years earlier, I was capable of doing it too. So with that, I made the decision.
So you spent several months offloading things, downsizing, and
yes, I did. Several, probably 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Slowly to start with, but I did pick up the speed a bit.
Yeah.
And I knew there were things that would have to go, and the hardest things to sort through really were my hobbies and what I wanted to keep. Family heirlooms, was it time to pass them on? And I felt it was. I could give them to who I wanted them to go to.
So you've done that?
Yes, I've done that. Okay. And even some of my hobbies have gone, my doll making. And but now I know this is the right move, because I can put my feet up, sit back in my chair, and I have two lovely china cabinets displaying all my hobbies, and I feel very much at home.
Yeah, so you could just scale everything down to a manageable level.
Yes, I did. We had to sell some furniture, but I'd have to say over the last 3-4 years, we had changed, like, a lounge suite, and we made allowances. We didn't want big armchairs, so we got a suite, a lazy boy, that has very small arms, so they don't take up so much room. We did find we bought 2 china cabinets with us, which were matching furniture, but they were miles too big and heavy.
Okay.
So I have 2 smaller ones, and they're much better, lighter in the room too.
Yeah.
Table and chairs had to go. far too big.
Okay. Because you'd actually built a house sort of for your retirement, hadn't you?
Yes.
And Reg were living and thought that would see you right through, but then you find it's too big, your life sort of scales down and you need a smaller place.
I think what made me more determined towards the finish was my husband had dementia and needed to go into care, and I could see things happening, whereas if I lost my licence in 2 years' time, because I don't believe anybody should be driving a vehicle at 86, that's my belief, and I would not be able to visit my husband because it was too far to walk where we were.
And I mean, that raises the issue as well. For a while, you were able to care for him at home, but that just got too difficult.
Yes, we were really. It was, I suppose, coming on for the last 5-8 years, and it got to a stage where I couldn't leave him at all. And when I needed to go overseas to see my son, who I didn't know whether I'd ever see again. So these decisions had to be made.
So now you're in the situation. He's in care. You can, it's 2 or 3 minutes walk for you to go and see him.
Yes.
And you don't have to do all the care activities. So
that's
is that better? Does it mean your relationship with him is better because of that?
Yes, it is. Because it was, without a doubt, getting me down, all the caring, but also probably the lack of conversation and being able to go out as freely as we could at one stage, even travel at one stage. I suppose we both got too old for that, but those things were hard, but we had to make decisions.
Yeah.
I'm a great person. I believe in... when it's time to move on, it is time.
So now you've moved on from living in a place where you weren't so much driving at night, so things weren't so accessible for you, friends have moved away, and now you're in a village. I know when you first moved in, your first priority was getting your unit all set up and so on.
Yes, it was getting the unit all set up so I could live on it. Making sure the garage got emptied, and then next priority was the garden, so it was manageable.
Those
were very important. Plus, one of the big things was also making sure I mixed in with the community here at Bupa. That is very, very important.
So you've got to know that. Did you know many of the people here before you came?
One.
Okay. But now you've got to know quite a few.
Oh, yes. Okay. So many, so that it's easy to say hello, but it's not so easy always to remember everybody's name.
Yes.
But also, one of the things to me that was important was I needed care myself at night time because I am deaf at night. And that was important to be in a community where people can help.
Okay, and that's because with your cochlear implants, when you take them out, you can't hear anything.
That's right.
But by being in a community, how does that help?
Well, hopefully people would come. Though, mind you, I've got to be very careful. I let people know it is no use calling out fire. I need to be touched on the arm because I would never hear. But we do have, they have alarms in, of course, but I have a special alarm too from the fire department that flashes and also shakes under the pillow. So that is helpful, but I felt I needed people around me. Whereas where we lived in Church Street, they were more renters, and
Yeah, and they probably wouldn't know that something was.
I didn't know them. No.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. And also in the village, there's. Do you have an alarm or something that you can use if you need attention? If you had a fall, say?
Yes, yeah. There is. There's a St. John ambulance one. It's a push button.
Is that within the village or independent of the village?
Well, it's independent, I think, because we just. There and you push that and St. John ambulance would come. But I think it also that goes over in the home situation as well over there and they would come out.
So is that something the village has given you or something?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. So they're all set up for all of you if need be.
Yes.
So you find here, is it essentially independent living here or?
Yes, very. Very independent, but you do have neighbours there at a much closer call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just walk out of the door and see people.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't have to worry about transport. And getting into town and back, is that easy?
No, we have a bus, a mini bus that takes us in once a week for 2 to 3 hours to get groceries or do shopping.
Yeah.
Into the plaza.
So you do that rather than drive in yourself?
Yes, but more and more as I get older, I would use it. They have different activities here, like they meet once a month for a midday meal, which is very nice, different place every time. That's good.
You mean they go out to a restaurant or something?
Yes, we go out to a restaurant.
Yeah.
And being lunchtime, it's very good.
Yeah, yeah.
And
do many go on that?
Hmm?
Do many go to those?
Oh, yes, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
So it's good. So you get to know all the people very quickly, really, if you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I do find it a bit awkward at times when we go over for once a week a morning tea and a bit of a talk.
Hmm.
They use speakers. How many times people talk too fast when we're older? We don't want louder, we want slower.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of the hardest things to get used to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is there a sort of residence committee or something? So
yes, there is here.
And do they organise the speakers or is it
No, they don't actually have. Oh, yes, sometimes we do. We had a person from ANZ Bank about fraudster things on, and they do have different ones coming in about once a month or so.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. And so are there many activities put on or you're expected to organise things yourself? Or?
Yes, there is.
Oh, yeah, there's schedule. Yeah.
Yes, we have something put on and that's the sort of.
Oh, okay, a weekly schedule saying all the things that are happening each. Monthly, the whole month, all the things. And there's things just about every day.
Yes, there is. And one of the good things there is exercise to the ability that you can do.
So do they, what sort of, I know some villages they might have, bowls or croquet.
Yes, bowls they have. They have pool tournaments, card afternoons. They have a knitters one where you just take along art and craft.
Yeah.
Yes.
Volunteers morning tea.
Yes, we have a morning tea. Oh. That's once a week.
So who are the volunteers? Oh. People volunteer to come in and do things, or residents who go.
You have to
go and find out. Yes, and residence, social life. Active chair exercise class. Is that sort of chair yoga?
So you sit in a chair and do them. But in actual fact, I find I've got arthritis in my fingers and the stretching out and stretching like this, very good.
Yes.
Even though you're sitting in a chair, you are exercising hands, legs, and everything.
Yeah, there's a lot about chair yoga now being pushed, saying that's very good. And I see you got Riverstone Strummers practice.
Yeah.
They got some musicians, banjo or ukulele or something. Table tennis. Chair Stretch Class, Board Games and Pools. SA Sightseeing.
Not sure what the SA Sightseeing is.
On Table Tennis, Happy Hour.
Yeah, once a week.
Oh, I don't know. Should you be? Is that all red wine because it's good for you?
They have just sausages or something organise too, and meat patties sort of thing.
Yeah. A piano sing along. Movie time.
Yes, the odd movie. They've got a library and. And we can go over and have a coffee over there at any time.
Oh, okay.
I've got a coffee machine set up.
Yeah. Oh, that's very nice. But you've got a better one.
Can you get meals from somewhere?
Yes, you can.
How does that work?
I've not looked into that, but I think you could get, say, a meal. I know in the apartments they have, you get one meal a day or two, maybe lunch and tea time. But I think you could get one main meal if you wish to.
Yeah. Is there a cafeteria here or?
Not as such now and again. No, you can't get it like that.
Okay.
No.
But they could deliver to the
villa.
Yes,
from the kitchen, I think they would organise.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Makes such a difference if you're not well, if you've got some health problem.
Yes. One thing you can do if you've been in hospital, they have access to a unit. I haven't seen it, but apparently you could go into for 5 days.
So how do you find it works with Reg being in care here? You just wander over and you can go
anytime.
Yes,
I can either go in the morning, try to do it at a certain time, or I can go in the afternoon. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So can you go any time or there's set times when
just any time. I prefer not to go at meal times.
Yeah, give him a routine anyway. So
yes, I try to do really basically would normally do every afternoon.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So, and how do you find the situation he's in then? He'd have more company then than just being at home and, staring at the television, do you think?
The staff are absolutely brilliant, and their care is wonderful. His room is wonderful too, but it's a lonely place. They try to keep them active as much as they can, but it is lonely and it's a sad place to slowly go to. Yes.
Mm.
Yes, yeah. I do find that.
So he can't interact much with the other people there?
Not a lot, no.
Because they're not able to?
No. No. Might be one or two women that can, but mostly can't. If they do, it's perhaps one sentence. But, they don't watch television and the news to have anything to talk about. Don't read.
Yeah.
So all that becomes hard when they give those things up.
Yeah. Mm. But I suppose they feel there are other people around, though, so I suppose.
Oh, yes, there's always somebody else around. Yeah, yes.
So is Reg coming? I mean, you're saying they don't have much conversation, but would Reg have much? If they're all on a similar level, maybe.
No, they're all sort of a lot of repetition.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, that's what's hard, and that is quite hard to get used to. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
There's sort of the joke anyway, though, when they meet each other, they could have the same conversation, and it's always going to be something new for all of them. So, but you feel comfortable with him being there?
Yes, I do, yes. Yeah. And more from the fear of if I have to go into hospital, while you get, respite care.
Yes.
You can never get it when you want it. If you need to go into hospital at short-term notice or need to go overseas, short-term notice, you can't get it.
Yeah. But also I should think the effort of having to care for someone when you're
you've got the cochlear implants, but you've had problems with a hip and other, so your mobility and so on isn't
mobility wise.
And if you had a fall, it would be
also
very
for me is I can't care for my husband at night time because I am deaf and I don't hear anything.
Yeah, you wouldn't know if anything happened. Yeah.
You don't know if they get up wandering around the house, whether they're in the pills or whether they've gone for a walk.
You
just don't know.
So all that, now all that stress is taken away and you can just have sort of just one-on-one time without all the obligations.
Yes, that's right.
So how did your family react about the decision to come here?
They all felt it was the right move after they'd helped watch their father when I went overseas. They said, never again.
Yeah.
It was too hard. It became one of the things with dementia or Alzheimer's is they become very, very dependent on you and they get anxiety when you're not there.
Yes.
And it's almost impossible for anybody to come in and look after them.
Now, you would have seen, because we were in the same Rotary Club, you would have seen it with other people in Rotary who had partners like that. So it wasn't really such a surprise for you, was it?
Well, I had looked after my husband's mother too for 10 years, of the last of her life, and I saw it there.
Yeah.
So I knew what it all was about.
And it does help. I think one thing that's interesting, a lot of people don't want to think about growing old and the steps they have to take, but it actually helps a lot to know what the options are and what might be coming.
And I think you have to be a very strong person to make decisions. And I have been, and it's the same with gardening in your own home. You are better to cut it down as you see it's getting too much. And the same with housework. There are things you can get, like...
You had the automatic robot vacuum cleaner...
And
the washing machine dryer. You had? Did you have something special with the washing machine dryer? I think clothes dryers and so on.
You can change. We got one that was a washing machine dryer, so I didn't have to go out. You can get them lifted up to help, which helped me with my leg. But the new dryers now, independent of the washing machine, I feel are a good option. And they are, I can't remember how it works, but they don't cost a fraction to dry the clothes that they used to.
Yeah.
I think it sort of sucks the water out. Totally different action. And... my twin and I made the commitment we would get one because...
Okay, now, you've got a twin sister.
Yes.
So, and you're very closely tied to your ear. You probably don't even have to talk. You can communicate telepathically. Yes. And she's going to move in here when she can.
As we say, nobody can understand what it's like to have an identical twin sister. Mm. She is half of me and I am half of her. That's what it's all about, and this is how things go. And we think so alike. Mm. We are not. We don't have best friends because we are best friends and we are sisters.
Mm.
It's a totally different feeling to what most people have.
Yeah.
And I have heard of some, only yesterday, two men, one lost his twin, 15 years earlier he had, and now is completely lost. And nobody would know that. You don't go through that. Yeah, it's like, I will liken it to, having lost a child, no mother should have to go through that. But it can happen. Not once, sometimes more than once.
Yeah.
And it's the same feeling when you lose a twin sister.
Yeah, and you know that, you've experienced that as well.
Yeah. But no, I found that really cutting back.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest things, and this was told to me by a little granddaughter, Grandma, when it is time to move on, it is time.
Yes.
And when we learn to accept that, we can do it.
Yeah. And when you know to anticipate it, so 2 years earlier you can start downsizing and decluttering.
Yes, you don't do it at the last minute, it's too big.
But even so, you still had boxes, well, you had other people's things that you were storing, didn't you? So,
Still have,
yes. It's an ongoing issue. But you're settling in nicely now, and it just you feel a lot of stress has come off you now.
Oh, yes. Here. Everybody sees, the children particularly, how much better I look.
Yeah.
Good. Yes. Good. It was starting to get me down, and they were fearful they would lose their mother first.
Yeah, because of the strain.
Yeah.
So you're starting to get your place in order, I see, and you are someone who likes to be orderly, have everything nicely arranged, which you have here. So now that's largely done. What are your plans what are you going to join in the village, or have you joined things already?
Oh, I'll join the knitting without a doubt. Possibly would like to join the pool club.
Mm-hmm. Playing pool, yep.
Yes, I used to do that at home. Yes, and the library is good, and just socialise.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like to socialise. Now I can hear.
Yep. That's we got a few seconds, yes, now, and I'll tell the anecdote, because before you got your cochlear implants, now, one reason you realised you had hearing problems, you had an electrician round because, was it the fire alarm wasn't working, and he said it's working perfectly. So that's how bad your hearing was. But then at social events, you were known as the person who went and did the dishes. You got your implants, and everyone said, "Oh, where's Barbara? She's not doing the dishes." Because you could join in the conversation.
I said, "Not anymore."
Yeah.
Yes, we used to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yes. But I would have to say it's one of the saddest things when you lose your hearing and you lose your... Nobody wants to talk to you.
Yeah, because it's that much harder.
That's that much harder for them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, they can't be bothered.
Yes.
So nobody realises it's a handicap.
Mm.
Not even Southern Cross.
Mm.
And not really the government. You get a lot of help with all other transplants.
Yeah, because the cochlear implant, that it's relatively new. Well, we've got another recording on the Manor 2 Heritage website, so people could look up Barbara Bridewell and cochlear implant, and they'll find you talking about that.
Thank you for listening to Manor 2 Conversations. This and other recent programs can also be found on the Manor 2 People's Radio website, and a range of programmes is also available on the Manor 2 Heritage website of the Palmerston North City Archive. The address for that is manor2heritage.pncc.govt.nz.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.